But before I say a few words of thanks, I just want to share with you a little story, which I enjoy. It's about a fellow who was driving his car through the big city, and he had, believe it or not, a sheep in the front seat of his car, in the passenger seat. And a police officer noticed that, and he pulled the man over and says, "You can't be driving a sheep around in the middle of a big city. I want you to take that sheep to the zoo." And the fellow said, "Yes, sir, I will." Well, a week goes by, and believe it or not, the very next week, the police officer spots the same man driving the same car, and he's got the same sheep in the front seat of the car. But this time, they're both wearing sunglasses. And the police officer pulled him over and said, "I thought I told you to take that sheep to the zoo." And the fellow said, "I did. And we had such a great time that this week we're going to the beach." Well, I share that with you because a priest is a shepherd. And it's been a privilege that the Lord chose me, and worthy as I am and worthy as any of us are, to be shepherds of souls, to try to take care of God's flock. And it's been a great privilege these past 25 years to try to lead people to the Holy Eucharist, to Jesus, through Eucharistic adoration, by trying to set up adoration chapels and encouraging Eucharistic adoration, and also leading souls to our Blessed Mother through the Legion of Mary and devotion to the Rosary and the Miraculous Medal and the Brown Scapular. Really, my goal has been to try to follow the advice of St. John Bosco. Remember, St. John Bosco had a vision, he had a dream, and the church was in the middle of the ocean. It was represented by a large ship, and the Holy Father was trying to lead the boat through the two great pillars, the pillar of the Eucharist and the pillar of the Blessed Mother. And when the Pope was able to do this, there was peace. And that's been sort of my goal in the priesthood, is to lead people to the Holy Eucharist and to our Blessed Mother. I want to especially thank Father David Stevens, coming all the way from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for these days to spend time with us, my good friend. This is a time when we're celebrating our anniversaries. Father David next month will be ordained 17 years. And Father Shelton, my good friend, who came all the way from Australia, number of years ago, but he's ordained 15 years next month. So we want to congratulate them. Deacon Cody, ordained 26 years a deacon, and our little baby Deacon Robert, ordained 4 months. So let's give them a round of applause. And the altar server, hopefully will be say a prayer for him. He's also discerning religious life, so please pray for an increase in vocations. Many of you got the Holy Card, which has a prayer, a beautiful prayer on there. And also at the bottom it says, pray for priests. That's what we need to do, is to pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. I do want to thank Deacon Cody for coming up. And he preached the big mass was on Sunday evening. He said it was the largest crowd he ever preached to, 1,400 people. So it was a wonderful mass on Sunday evening. But this one is just as special because it is on the actual day of my anniversary. I was ordained 25 years ago today. And I wore these same vestments at my first mass, and luckily they still fit. But of course, we're lucky. These are very forgiving. So vestments are very forgiving. So again, a word of thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for choosing me to be a priest, to our Blessed Mother, and to Saint Joseph for their intercession, my wonderful and saintly parents who are in Philadelphia. They're not able to travel due to their health issues, but they're doing okay. But thanks so much for keeping them in your prayers. My sister Edel and her husband Steve are here. And so those of you that are going to the luncheon at Lightfoot, you're welcome either to, if you feel that you can walk the 3 blocks, the parking, you can leave your car here and walk 3 blocks down to Lightfoot if you'd like to do that. Or if you do drive, you can park behind Lightfoot or in the parking lot, the parking garage, which is off the back of Lightfoot as well. So thank you so much for your prayers. I am so grateful to our Lord for choosing me to be a priest. I've loved being a priest these last 25 years and trying to be a shepherd of souls and trying to visit the sick and to help with the prisons and nursing homes, and especially with my work with the Legion of Mary. So it has been a great privilege and an honor these past 25 years to try to lead souls to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist and to our Blessed Mother. God bless you.